This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Apparent vandalism to the National Park Memorial for Matthew Leveson has been discovered the day before his funeral. Leveson, who went missing in 2007, was confirmed dead last year when his remains were found in the Royal National Park south of Sydney. Leveson's mother Faye shared photos on Facebook of the memorial site, which seemed to show that photos and flowers had been removed from the tree. Melbourne Greens councillor Rohan Leppert has announced his plans to run for Lord Mayor of Melbourne in the city's upcoming May by-election. Leppert, who runs the Arts, Culture and Heritage portfolio, would make history as the first openly gay Melbourne mayor if elected. He would also be the first Greens mayor of an Australian capital city. A handful of homophobic flyers comparing the LGBTI community to Nazi Germany have been distributed around Canberra. The flyers, which have been traced to an Adelaide street preacher, call LGBTI activism perverted and were first seen in other cities during the Marriage Equality Postal Survey. They have this week appeared in mailboxes around Adelaide and the Canberra suburb of Wadden. A new report released to tie in with International Women's Day has revealed that LGBTI women are being particularly hit by the gender pay gap. The research from St. George Bank surveyed more than 1,200 people, revealing a pay gap within the LGBTI community, with women earning on average 25% less than men. In addition, 60% of the LGBTI women surveyed earned less than $40,000, compared to 42% of LGBTI men. Queensland is set to become one of the first states to change its marriage laws, allowing trans people to change their birth certificate sex without divorce. Following the federal introduction of marriage equality, the states and territories were given 12 months to change their laws accordingly. Queensland Attorney General Yvette Dath has introduced legislation to update the law, which she said had caused distress to many trans Queenslanders. The outbreak of hepatitis A in Victoria is increasing, with more cases reported since the beginning of the year. At least 58 cases have been confirmed, including one death, and more cases are being investigated. Most cases are among gay and bisexual men, with transmission often being through oral anal sex. Qantas has asked its staff to begin using gender-neutral language with customers. The airline is one of 150 companies to distribute an information pack on inclusive language developed by the Diversity Council of Australia to its staff. The simple changes suggested include using terms such as partner instead of husband or wife, and parent rather than mother or father. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Professional tennis player Alison van Uytvanck has come out publicly and talked about her relationship with a fellow Belgian player. Van Uytvanck told a Belgian sports TV show she is dating WTA player Greet Minnen and is campaigning against bullying. The pair are very open about their relationship and say they have great support from van Uytvanck's parents. The 23-year-old has been ranked as high as 41 on tour and 2 weeks ago had her first pro singles tournament win at the Budapest Open. And finally, an NFL draft prospect has been asked invasive questions about his sexuality at the NFL Combine. Darius Geis told SiriusXM NFL Radio this week that a team would ask him if he liked men just to see his reaction and asked if his mother was a prostitute. 2 years ago, the Atlanta Falcons came under fire for asking cornerback Eli Apple about his sexual orientation. The NFL announced later that they are investigating the inappropriate questions, which go against the league's workplace and inclusion policies. NFLPA Executive Director Damaris Smith says teams that ask these questions should be exposed.
If the league really wanted to end ridiculous questions like this, find out what team did it and ban them from the combine next year.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
For a diverse crowd. Joy 94.9. QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.